I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Lawmakers serving on the Senate Judiciary Committee are expected to hear a measure today aimed at repealing Colorado's death penalty. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Democrats have tried three times in the last decade to repeal the death penalty. Senate Minority Leader Lucia Guzman is the main sponsor of this year's measure, and even if it won't pass the Republican-controlled Senate, she says she wants to at least have the discussion. The proposal would impact cases for crimes committed after July 2017. Advocates say the death penalty is unfairly applied, ineffective, ethically wrong, and inconsistent. The issue largely falls along party lines, with a few exceptions. Last year, one Republican joined with Democrats to defeat a bill that would have made it easier to impose the death penalty by not requiring a jury's unanimous consent. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Investigators say a man accused of calling in a bomb threat at Colorado Mountain College in Leadville is a former student who was unhappy about his grades. 32-year-old Adam Slattery, who was last enrolled in the fall, was arrested after the threat Monday. A bomb squad searched the backpack in the library. Nothing dangerous was found. Slattery faces charges including false reporting of an explosive device, criminal extortion, resisting arrest, menacing, and harassment. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.